Welcome back to Chat Podcast. I'm Cha-Cha.
I'm Angel.
And I'm Trinka.
All right, so for this one, we're going to be doing fan fiction. Very much the best ones. Or the worst
ones. We went over Wattpad and have found three or four. We have found so much. And basically, I don't even know what you can call them, but they're bad.
This work, as this person call it. Whoever made the one we're about to read first calls it their work. Pieces yes. of work.
But first, let's start with how is everybody doing today? How was your weekend or like whatever? How has it been since we last talked on the podcast?
Thanksgiving happened. That's gave me a lot of food, so that's something.
I didn't have Thanksgiving.
My time, and I'm done. But anyway, I had some chips. It was amazing. Life is great right now.
You can see that we want to hurry this up because there is so much we have to read.
Okay.
This is a 28-part story.
Time for Trinka's new segment thing.
Okay, nothing has happened for real. A few days ago, Elliot Page has come out as trans. He is trans. He goes by he, they pronouns. He's trans. He was the he's one of the stars of the Umbrella Academy.
Which one is he?
I forgot the character's name. But you know,
like, was he like the monster one? Was he the one in the moon, the one with the knives? Like,
no, he wasn't the one with the knives. He was the I don't know if this is appropriate for me. He was the woman who was like trying to like the one who caused the apocalypse. Yeah, that one.
He was
the one who caused the apocalypse.
Who caused the apocalypse?
No, he was like the one that didn't have any like powers or whatever.
So the one with the like time machines and stuff.
No, not the one with the time machines. The one who didn't have any powers. Like, the normal one.
So, the one with the knives.
No, Diana.
He was the only one that didn't have a power. Like, that was the only one that didn't have a power. He just threw knives at everything.
Oh, my God. The one holding the book, he's that one. He came out as trans.
Come on, connection.
What, is it not showing it?
No. Okay, here. The one with the book?
Yeah, the one with the book. Yeah, he came out as trans.
They did have a power, though.
Yeah, at, like, the end.
Oh. I did not take my nickname from the show, y'all. She came second. Very much, I was Cha-Cha first. Anyway, now, we're gonna... What are we doing?
Also, the new season of Big Mouth came out today, and the new Selena show came out today, and that's it. That's all I have for the news.
Okay. Did you watch the episode yet?
No, I have not. I'm going to stream them all tonight.
Okay. Are we gonna read them now? Okay.
Yes, we are going to read.
So, the first one that we're reading is... You're Paw My Patrol. Everything, Chase X Marshall. Paw Patrol.
By the user, Marshall X Chase is 23 parts. We are not reading all 23. We are basically going to read chapter one and then a random chapter that looks fun. Oh my God.
Okay. That's a lot.
So I already know which one we're going to read. We're reading 1 and 14. I'm not saying which 14 is yet.
Okay. Here we go. Chase's POV. It was a beautiful day in Adventure Bay. Okay, rhymes. I was in my pup house brushing my fur because I like my fur to look nice. As I walk outside, I see Marshall washing his fire truck. I walk over to him. Hey, Marshall, I said happily. Hey, Chase, Marshall said happily. Do you need any help, buddy? I asked nicely. Sure. You can grab the soapy spoon. You can grab the soapy sponge and clean the other side of my truck. Marshall said, okay, awesome. I said, and grabbed the sponge in the bucket and started to clean the other side of the truck.
As I'm cleaning the truck, I jump because of Marshall's water cannon spraying at me a little bit. He giggled a little, so I took the cold water and threw the water. We both laughed. He runs up to me and jumps on me and tickles me like crazy. By the way, if it sounds like we're stuttering, it is because it's how it's written. I can't. Oh my god. Okay. Eventually, he stops and I look stare in his beautiful blue eyes, and of his. It was magical, and I love every moment of this. Marshall gets off me. Marshall, he said. Marshall, I said, I have to tell you something. I said, what's the chase? What's that chase? He asks, he puts his water cannons away. Well, I know we've been friends since we joined Paw Patrol, and I enjoy our time we shared together as friends. So I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I love you more as a friend as I put my head down. If you hate me or don't want to be my friend, understand. I teared up a little. Marshall walks over and holds my cheek and kisses me with his paw. Chase, I don't hate you. You're the most awesome police pup ever. I ever met in my life. I also have something to say with you. I thought you were the cutest, hottest pup on my Paw Patrol team. Oh my god. Chapter 14 is gonna be a mess. He said as he blushes. Oh, you really mean that? I said as I blush. He gets close to me and kisses my lip. Does that answer the question? He said. I nodded and said, Marshall, will you be my boyfriend? I asked shyly. Oh my god, Chase. Yes, yes, yes. Of course I'll be your boyfriend. He gets and kisses on me passionately. I close my eyes. I felt like heaven. He gets off me and I say, do you want to go on a date tomorrow? Of course, babe. He kisses my cheek. So how about 7 p.m.? I ask. Sounds great, honey bun. He said, why are you giving him pet names? You know,
honey bun. They are. This is just sad.
Well, I'll see you later, babe, as I kiss his lips and walk back to my pup house. See you later, my love. He says that he transforms his truck back into a pup house. I'm going to read the comment. There's some comments. Some cool takes. You know what? Okay. Chapter 14.
Okay. Marshall gets pregnant. Okay. Okay. I'm ready for the tea. Here we go.
Okay. Anybody want to be assigned the role of Marshall or Chase? Because this
I want to be Chase.
I want to be Marshall. Angel, do you want to be Marshall or Chase?
I want to say the things in the parentheses.
All right.
Okay, so you're Chase, right, Dayana?
Yeah. Wait, okay, Angel, never mind. I don't want to be Chase.
Do you want to be Marshall?
I don't like that line. That line is cringy. I'm Marshall now.
Okay.
Okay. As I wake up, I see that Chase is not in bed with me, so I start to get worried. Chase, I shouted.
I'm in the kitchen, babe.
Oh, what a relief. I thought you left without me.
Chase comes home with pancakes and sausages and orange juice and places it in front of me.
That is Angel's part.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my part. Chase comes with pancakes and sausage and orange juice and places it in front of me.
For me?
Cute tone. Nods.
Anything for my husband? Jesus Christ.
This is Marshall on the head.
Oh, baby, thank you. What? Wait a minute. Did you? Wait a minute. Do you eat?
Chase's stomach growls.
Growl.
That's me. Oh.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a no. Well, I'll share this with you because there's like 4 pancakes.
Babe, I made this for you.
Well, I want you to eat it with me.
Kisses Chase.
Okay, my love, I'll eat it with you.
Climbs on the bed.
So we were in the bed.
Chase and Marshall were eating breakfast in bed while watching TV. 1 hour later, Marshall's POV. As I finish breakfast,
No, you're reading for breakfast.
As I finish breakfast, I walk towards the bathroom and I close the door as I'm in bathroom. I sit on the toilet with the pregnancy test in my paw.
Oh my God. I'm nervous.
I didn't know the result. So I slowly put it under my...
Oh my God! And started peeing.
As I finish, I get up and flush the toilet. While I was looking at the pregnancy test, it was positive. I smiled and screamed happily, not knowing that Chase was out there watching TV.
Marcy, are you okay?
I'm awesome. I shouted while running out of the bathroom.
What happened?
Oh, ew. Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, you're not getting the connotation of this. I don't even know if I said that in the correct way.
Babe, I'm pregnant. I said heavily.
Oh, my God, honey, that's great.
I know, I can't believe it. It happened. We have to tell the others.
Yeah, and then from there, I'll take you to the doctor to see when you're due. Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's go. I still have excitement.
With that being said, me and Chase got dressed and headed out the door and straight to the lookout. As we get inside, we see Ryder and the pups playing pup-pup boogie.
Oh, my God.
Walked up to the... They're playing some games while they're like...
Arp's mecophone? Pups, listen up. Marshall was pregnant. What?
Everyone jumped.
Hee-hee-hee. Wait, sorry, hold on. That happened.
Zuma. Well, congratulations, dudes.
Yeah, congratulations. Oh, my God.
Rubble. Oh.
Bad word, guys. That was quick, huh? Giggles. But congratulations, though.
Is it a boy or a girl? Skye
said. Marshall. Oh, we don't know yet. That's why Chase is taking me to the hospital.
I swear to God, in the next chapter, if they have a miscarriage, I'm going to be so mad.
New Paw Patrol.
I'm sorry. Okay, who's reading next? It's
Chase.
Okay. we better get going if we want to know the results.
Yeah, let's go.
Ryder. It's funny how he's okay with all of this.
Right.
No one's asking any questions.
They're puppies. Chase. These are puppies.
I'll read it.
Me and Marshall get to the car, and we made our way to the hospital. As we get to the hospital, I enter into the emergency entrance of the hospital since I'm a cop, and Marshall's an EMT. This is so... Do y'all think Chase is ACAP in this universe? Like, you again think he's All Lives Matter. Because it sounds like he is, and I'm not with...
Oh my God. You want to cancel Chase. Wait, wasn't he already canceled?
Yes.
They really canceled the... Oh, my God.
He even owns his own ambulance, so I sit and park my car in the parking space for police cars only. I get out with Marshall, and so we continue our way to the emergency room. As we waited to be called, Marshall held my paw tightly. Marshall Dally, the doctor said, as I shouted and get followed to the doctor to the operation room.
Why?
Why?
This soon? Their logic, you know what? That's not questioning their logic in the first place.
As we get inside the operation room, the doctor closed the door. Marshall went to the bathroom and went and changed it to the patient robe. Marshall got out of the bathroom. I tried.
I tried to my thing.
I'm just gonna say stupid member and blushed because he was completely naked under that robe, and not to mention that I saw his butt while he was getting on the hospital. You know what?
I'm the doctor.
Hello, I'm Dr. Johnson. What brings you the hospital?
Well, today my husband is pregnant. We want to know if it's a boy or a girl. I hate this.
So crazy, I can't.
It just don't make sense.
Well, I'll be more than happy to help you out. Now, Mr. Dally, please relax, position yourself, and I'll be back with the echocardiogram.
Is that what it's called? No, it's not. That's not what it's called.
I don't think that's what it's called.
I don't think that's not what it's called. You know what? Okay.
Whatever, Marshall. Gold.
Okay.
With that being said, Marshall did what told, and the doctor left and get the echocardiogram. I went over to Marshall and nuzzle him.
Oh my! Ew, okay. Baby, I'm scared.
I'm sorry, let me calm. Honey, you'll be fine. I'm going to be right here by your side.
Oh, God.
Marshall smiled and... Okay.
Marshall smiled and kissed me passionately. The doctor came back with the echo diagram. What happened to
cardiogram?
Well,
you had a cardiogram before.
Right. He dimmed the lights and began the procedure. The doctor places the echocardiogram gel on Marshall's stomach and gently moves the gen around. Two hours later.
Marshall's POV. After 2 hours of the procedure, the doctor was finished in the bathroom and I changed back into my clothes. As I came out, I went to Chase, who was sleeping during the echocardiogram. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like this.
They fast forward the whole 9 month process. Like, okay.
Lick your next up, Diana. Your next up.
Wake up, sweetheart. We're all done.
Yawns.
So is it a boy or a girl?
Doctor. Well, you have two kids.
Oh my.
My God. I mean. two kids.
Miles.
So when is my due date?
Your due date is September 19th. But for the meantime, please have lots of fluids and healthy meals for the babies
to have the nutrients.
I don't know.
I'll make sure of that.
With that being me and Chase left the hospital and made our back to the lookout. As we get to the lookout, we exited Chase's car and we see Ryder working on his ATV. We ran over to him. We ran him over.
We got awesome news.
Okay, pups, let's hear it.
I'm having two kids.
Mm-hmm. Aww. That's great news.
We're on
Ryder. All that's great news. Marshall.
I know, I'm excited. I'm so excited. We have to celebrate.
Why don't we have a baby shower? I thought the... Okay, whatever.
Great idea, Ryder.
So when should we plan the baby shower?
We should wait until Marshall's belly gets bigger. There's a comment and I want to see. No, there's
a silly Chase, but yeah.
Impossible, but go on.
When the user said Paw Patrol MPEG, I'm going to commit S word. Oh my God.
Wow, wasn't expecting that.
I'm so happy Marshall is pregnant, even though I have no idea this is possible, but I am happy for him anyway.
Wow. My buddy Tipper.
In the his profile picture.
Simmer Girl 1919.
Okay.
Marshall blushes.
So
right.
Well, pups, getting dark soon, so I'll see you pups in the morning early morning night.
Night. Come on, let's go inside our pup house.
Nighttime.
I'm laying on the bed with Marshall watching TV. I lean on his shoulder and and kisses my head. I return the kiss on lips. I look into his beautiful ocean of eyes, his, and said, I'm so happy we're going to be parents.
I just worried. I just worry about as they get older, they realize that they're no mommy in the picture.
Starts to tear up.
What?
But it's rarer to them. Doesn't. Okay, whatever.
Oh my god, I'm not. I can't read this.
I swear
don't
to God.
Be sad, boo boo.
Sad, boo boo.
Who says boo?
If they do realize that, I'm gonna be there with you to explain why.
Oh, Chasey, I love you so much.
This is Chase from.
I love you so much, Marcy.
Kisses Marshall back. That word, I feel uncomfy. With that said, I turned off TV and light, and me and Marshall went asleep. I was holding Marshall this.
Oh, that's enough of that one.
the next you one. Guys want to read? You guys want to read the birth or no? Or you guys want to read the honeymoon?
Chase's ex-boy.
I'm not reading that. I want to read the birth. I just want to hear how it happens. I want to know why, how.
How?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're about to get out.
How many long is this? It's but. Oh my god.
That's a little too long. Let's try to read fast.
To be continued. This is not even the whole thing.
No.
You know what? Let's not read it.
Let's go for the SpongeBob one.
Yeah, I don't think you want to read the SpongeBob
one. I really truly do think I want to read the SpongeBob one.
I truly believe.
Oh my god. The picture, first of all, is very much. Anyway. SpongeBob bothers Squidward for the last time. That's the summary.
I'm not reading. We're not reading this.
All right, here we go.
You pick it.
All right. It was a normal. Wait, does this have like parts?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It only has one. It only has one.
All right.
We can read this.
The big tentacles.
Okay. It was a normal day in the Bikini Bottom. The clams were chirping and the sun was shining on top of the ocean. SpongeBob and Patrick were playing outside with their bubbly bubble soap, mindlessly giggling away as they whispered bubble secrets while Squidward practiced his clarinet with the window wide open for the world to hear.
Who wants to be SpongeBob?
How many parts are there?
Like, there's 7 pages, and I don't think we can read all 7 pages of this. Truly.
I'm SpongeBob, because...
I'm just gonna randomly, like, just go down.
Oh, there's a Patrick. Okay, so this probably a Squidward.
Okay, this is the end. This is the end part. I'm gonna go a little up.
Okay, I'm SpongeBob, then.
Yes, this is Patrick's point of view, by the way. If you want to read this is the one that goes. This is where it gets worse.
Wait, so this is the first one is Patrick.
This is Patrick. Like, this is when it starts to get like. This is when it starts to get weird.
Where's the beginning?
And when I mean the beginning is boring.
Okay,
it does not.
Good parts, y'all. Okay, where does it start?
We should start right here, Patrick's point of view.
Okay, who wants to be Patrick?
I'll be Patrick.
Okay.
Okay. Why did we decide to do this on the second episode? Okay. Squidward had just finished yelling at me and SpongeBob. The whole time I couldn't help but notice SpongeBob glitter in his eyes as my eyes stared at him.
I can't have glitter in my eyes when my mom yells at me.
When he was scolding him, and
the boy,
then before I couldn't wonder any more about the yellow fellow, I heard him talk to me about his eyes. I just stared at him because I wanted to remember when me and Squidly used to date. Nobody knew about it, and that's why we wanted it, because Squidward practices more on his clarinet. He used to be, oh no.
Oh. That's a nice nickname.
He used to be my father figure, and I would.
That's weird. My father figure.
And Ivory will play as Patricia, his little girl. Oh, how I miss Squidward. He was such a good father figure, brushing my blonde pigtails and giving me all the chicken pizza and roast beef I wanted. I stood up, knocking over my bubbly bubble soap and looking up at SpongeBob, holding back tears in my eyes, hiding the lump in my throat. I gotta go, pal. I gotta go, pal. I ran to my rock, slinging it up and slamming it down to whimper in peace. Oh, my God.
Alright, SpongeBob's POV. Huh? I wonder what's gotten to Pat. He's never ended our bubble secret sessions the way he just did before. I thought to myself as I walked back to my pineapple. What?
Meow.
Meow? Gary pets me as I walk inside. Aw, hi, Gary Bear. I can't even read. I delicately stroked his pink shell as he purred like a motorboat. I stopped and walked into the kitchen, beginning to gather the supplies to cook myself a Krabby Patty. I grounded up the meat and smushed it together to make a patty, and then popping it onto the hot pan on the stove while watching the patty sizzle. My thoughts remind me of work with Squidward, catching him being all sweaty and nervous by the
bolt.
I just knew all along nobody could resist a Krabby Patty. Ring! I turned off the stove and I put my patty on a bun, making it to a shell phone. Hello, SpongeBob. Resident SpongeBob speaking. How may I help you? Hello, SpongeBob. I'm
going you want who wants to be Squidward? Adderall, Angel, you be Squidward.
Okay. Hello, SpongeBob.
I'm greeted by a nasty voice. Oh, hi, Squidward.
Yeah, SpongeBob, I need you to come and clean up this mess you left here last week. Your snail slime. I don't think.
Make sure you're in uniform. Oh my God.
He hung up the phone before I could say a word. I dropped my Krabby Patty on the floor and raced up the stairs and got into my fresh made outfit, slipping on my stockings and black knee high heels until running back down the stairs. Bye, Gary, I said before leaving. Meow, he muffled while munching on the Krabby Patty I dropped. I exit my pineapple and walk over to Squidward's house in my maid attire, knocking onto the door.
Squidward's POV. I was downstairs watching Kelpie G. Listening and admiring him rock out to his smooth jazz. As I sipped my lemon tea, my mind got troubled and landed on the thought of what happened today. That SpongeBob twat ruining such a beautiful soothing solo by yours truly. I told him I was going to get it later, and oh, he was. I got up, set my tea down on the coffee table, and walked intensely over to the shell phone.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Damn.
What happened?
I said, ring, ring, it's your turn.
Where we at? Oh, hi, Squidward.
I was greeted by a saucy hello. I had told him to come over to clean up his filthy snail slime up wearing his maid attire, but that was only a little white lie for the real man.
Oh my!
Spongy body. There, done.
He was gonna something musical doodle. No, they did not just put musical doodle in there like that. All right, okay.
SpongeBob Doodles gonna wreck everyone.
After knocking multiple times, Squidward finally opens the door and lets me inside. And I walk inside and I hear a smooth jazz of Kelpie G playing in the background. The smell of hot tea filled the air. Squidward invited me to the couch with him and poured me a cup of hot tea from his finest tea kettle.
Would you like some, SpongeBob?
Why, certainly. I took the cup of tea, drinking it with my pinky up. Squidward watched me as I sipped the tea, as I sipped the cup of tea he gave me.
Wait, how would that work? How about some lemon with your tea, SpongeBob?
Sure, Squiddy. He squeezed the lemon into my cup, some of the juice missing the cup, and Oops, Squidward said. Here, let me get that up for you. His sticky tentacles stuck to my lip. Good Neptune.
Oh my god.
Did Squidward look so stunning when he did that? So, Squidward, what is this? Oh, anyway. Oh, yes, of course. Follow me, SpongeBob.
Do you want me to read
a Squidward from now on?
I'll try my freaking best. Okay. Who? Jesus. Okay. I led this yellow sponge up the staircase, walking down the hall to a door with the lock on it. I pulled a key out of my shirt pocket to open the door, meeting my key to the lock. SpongeBob spoke with a worried tone. Squidward! What is this?
Wait, what?
I placed my tentacle on his soft lips, revealing the room as I opened the door. SpongeBob's jaws dropped. There was ball gas.
Don't read that.
Okay.
So where's the mess, Squiddy? Okay, where's the mess, Squiddy? I think we should leave it here. Let's leave it here.
I could tell SpongeBob was
shrieked and teared up, his face flushed red.
Squidward had me right there where he wanted me. Okay, no, this is gonna ruin the show.
Squidward, I didn't know you were into that.
You know what? I'll read one more line from it, and it's gonna be a random one. Barnacle Squidward.
Barnacle Squidward.
I'm sorry. I'm so mad that they actually kept to like the words of the show. And
I know.
He said, "Oh Neptune, my girl, Neptune." What other ones do we have?
Okay. I don't think the rest of the ones are gonna be as weird as like. No, don't ever add that. God.
Oh, Snoop. Snoop Dogg x Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Or do you guys want to read the Amazing World of Gumball? But I think the Amazing World of Gumball one isn't going to be that weird. Plus, they're minors, so I'm very weirded out if we read that one.
Okay.
Let's read x Mickey Mouse. Let's read this.
All
right. Let's just go.
Go to the summary.
Oh no.
Oh,
it's good. Okay.
The picture itself should worry me. Please don't take this
seriously.
The summary
is, please don't take this seriously.
The tags are cringe, cringeworthy, gay, hella, and romantic.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, the faces. I can't with the faces.
Okay, I'll be Snoop Dogg. Okay. It was a nice hot summer day last night. I was just walking from my house to the grocery store to get some food. I was walking down the street until I noticed a familiar face. It was Mickey Mouse, the hottest boy in our school. Oh my god. When we walked past him, I was blushing. He was like the star in our school. I could never have a chance with him. Plus, he already had a girlfriend, Minnie Mouse. I noticed taking a walking glance that he was reading a magazine about cooking or whatever. Well, anyways, after I am done with my groceries, I wanted to try and talk to him for once. As I tried walking over to him, a random person pushed me into him, and all my groceries fell on the floor. I said, as I looked down. As I looked down on the ground with a blush of messed up groceries around me, Mickey Mouse looked down with a confused look. When I started to blush out embarrassment, I just fell down in front of my crush. What do I do? I started thinking. Mickey Mouse then helped me up and said, "Are you okay?" I'm fine. I said, "Here, let me help you," he said, while picking up my fallen groceries. He gave me back my groceries and I blushed as my hands touched his for a while. "It was nice meeting you," he said. "Yeah, God, this is so awkward when I think about it." Mickey Mouse looked at me and smiled. "What's your name?" "Oh, it's Snoop Dogg." "Snoop Dogg, nice to meet you." "Yeah, you too," I said. I then rushed away and noticed that my face felt hot. "Oh my god, I talked to Mickey Mouse," I thought. "This is amazing." I finally felt happy about myself. Maybe I can get closer to him, I thought. Mickey Mouse can finally notice me. Okay, so I want to say something. We could read any of these.
Meeting him at school. I've always loved him. Getting prepared on the date. Me and the crew. And embarrassment.
I'm gonna read. Do we hear embarrassment? Gonna read embarrassment or me and the crew? Because the rest of them seem boring.
Me and the crew, I guess.
Okay.
Me and the crew.
Snoop Dogg point of view. I'm with all Mickey Mouse's friends. This is so exciting. I get to be a part of the crew. They call themselves the crew. They are the most popular group at my school. Almost everyone wants to be a part of the group. And this is my dream come true. "So where are we going, guys?" I said. It took a while for everyone to decide. But then I decided we wanted to go to the cheapest and most classical place of all time. McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Oh my. All the joys of eating fast food. We were basically walking down the road. I tried to find the nearest McDonald's, and honestly, I was kind of bummed out at the fact we didn't go to a romantic, more fancy place. But not many people know how I feel about Mickey, so I guess I was the only one bummed out of going to McDonald's. When we finally got there, I got a burp.
Then burp.
I don't want to burp on the podcast.
It's our podcast.
Go on mute.
Okay, I did it. We got there. We all sat down on the biggest tables. Mickey Mouse said, "So, what do you guys want?" After Mickey Mouse said that, Tekashi 69.
I swear to God.
No. Immediately jumped up and said, "I want a Big Mac. I want a Big Mac meal." Tekashi 69 was always loud and the rebel of the group. Nicki Minaj.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Nicki Minaj said that she wanted some chicken nuggets. Will Smith said he wanted a cheeseburger with fries. And lastly, Goofy wanted apple slices with chocolate milk. "So, Snoop Dogg, you gonna order anything?" Mickey Mouse said to me. I didn't order food. I just thought that we were going to be alone and immediately get to romance. But this does not match my expectations of what I wanted. So I just said, I want a quarter pounder with cheese and fries." "Sure thing," Mickey Mouse said back to me. Mickey Mouse then went up to the cashier to order the food. Nicki Minaj was sitting right next to me. She kept looking at me a lot. After a while of Mickey Mouse not coming back, we knew this was going to take a long time. "I think the line is long," Will Smith said. Finally, Nicki Minaj went up close to me, whispering in her ear, "I know you like him."
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to make it a key one. I instantly jumped up a bit. "You okay there?" Will Smith said. I'm all right. Nicki Minaj gave me a smug look. I quit it, Nicki. "Stop being rude to one of our new guests," Tekashi 69 said. Nicki Minaj then crossed her arms and looked at Tekashi 69. She finally lit up and crossed her arms. But after a while waiting, all I could think of is this. Does she know? I can't tell Mickey Mouse.
Nikki is going to spread this news, is going to spread secrets. She can't just keep her big mouth shut. I gotta make sure to tell Mickey. If she does, I'll be humiliated. This is boring, to be honest.
Let's go to a different one.
That's funnier, to be honest.
Let's read the Amazing World of Gumball one.
I'm very scared for this one, because this one I know nothing about. Okay. I'm just gonna see this.
Wait, alone time? Would you like to stay?
For one.
You want? Look, you guys want to read? Just skip it and just skip the first chapter and just go straight to it.
Yeah. Let's do. Oh, a long time. Okay. What are the parts?
You know what? I don't think we should read this. I truly believe we shouldn't.
It was 6 p.m. at Penny's house. She was watching TV in the living room while hugging her sister. She really enjoyed being alone with her little peanut girl. While he turned into a fairy, her sister didn't freak out. She still recognized that her older peanut girl, but Michelle. Mm-hmm. That made her extremely happy. Then she kissed the back of Polly's head, and a cute giggle came out of her mouth. It was almost dinner time. Penny knew that it was time for a little bath. Time for a bath, sis. She rubbed her sister's head. Yay, bath time, Polly cheered. Penny carried her sister upstairs and headed to the bathroom. Meanwhile, Gumball was still training himself in geometry wars, no matter how hard it was, despite how many deaths, how many losses, and many rages he bursted, he still never gave up. For him, the game was just like a hot chili, sauce. It burned his mouth, but he wanted to keep eating it. A growl in his stomach erupted as he was almost beat his high score. Boom! And then the game made a disturbing noise, as always, informing that the game was over. I can't wait. I can't get any better at this bleep game, he questioned angrily. He could tell that he was hungry now, so he decided to turn up the Xbox monitor and he heated upstairs for a little shower.
Ooh. To be honest, I don't think the Washingtons could even afford
a wall.
An Xbox.
Oh.
Penny, I'm not reading this.
Oh.
I'm not reading that. These are minors. I mean, we know the Paw Patrol, but there's a difference
between them. They're dogs. Puppies.
They're dogs.
At least theirs was unrealistic.
Right. They're low-key actual, like, minors and teenagers who we see go to school.
Wait a second.
I don't think this is normal.
Should we end it here? I think we should just read this after we're done recording, because we're just gonna read this after we're done recording.
This is the end of the podcast. This is the end of the fan fiction podcast of the
We have read so many horrible things. So many. I think at the end of the day, we gotta realize that these are just some bad fan fiction, but there is good fan fiction out there. You're wondering who Wattpad account we're using? I'm not saying whose, but I think we as the community should all realize that people are weird.
People what?
Not all fan fiction is bad, though. Please do not hate all fan fiction readers just because of these. These are just some select highlights.
All right, y'all. Bye, guys. Bye, strangers.
Bye.
Yeah.